With more radar scanning strategy options than ever at our disposal, it is critical to employ the best VCP and supplemental scan options. VCP-12 or 212 are obvious choices for severe convection. However, there are important subtleties to consider. The fastest VCP is 12, with a full volume collection clocking in at just under 4.5 minutes without any supplemental scans. A challenge with VCP-12 is range folding interfering with radar interrogation in a random fashion, resulting in reactive changes to PRF or changing to VCP-212. VCP-212 employs the SZ2 technique to assist in managing the location of range folding. As a result, VCP-212 is slower. But just how much slower depends on the use of AVSET, your PRF setting, and the low-level scanning strategy employed. As an example, assuming a full volume collection employing SAILS 2, VCP-12 takes 5 minutes and 5 seconds to complete. The same scan in VCP-212 can take as short as 5 minutes and 25 seconds, or as long as nearly 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Supplemental low-level scans are a major upgrade to WSR-88D surveillance. Multiple elevation scan option for a supplemental adaptive intra-volume low-level scan, otherwise known as mesosails, and mid-level rescan of lower elevations, or MERL, offer more frequent scans of the lowest elevation slice or the lowest 4 elevation slices, respectively. These are powerful options that require careful consideration. The choice of VCP and low-level scanning strategy needs to balance several items that may sometimes be conflicting. What information is needed most? What are the primary hazards? What are the most dangerous storms located? What information is missing that you need? Are you interrogating a QLCS, supercells, both? Does mesoanalysis offer any additional clues, for example, LCL heights? There will not always be a clear-cut best answer. However, situational awareness and frequent conversations with the warning forecaster will facilitate employing the best possible options in the moment. The image provided here provides a baseline recommendation of low-level scanning strategy based on distance from the radar. Farther away from the radar, at and beyond 60 nautical miles, use of SAILS 2 or 3 or MERL 2 is a great place to start. As convection of concern approaches 40 nautical miles from the radar, consideration for MERL 3 or 4 is recommended. And as convection of concern moves within 20 nautical miles of the radar, MERL 4 is recommended. In this case, our primary concern is a quasi-linear convective system. Our conceptual model indicates the need to monitor the updraft-downdraft convergence zone, developing and descending rear inflow jets, and given 0 to 3 kilometer wind shear profiles, the most common level of mesovortex production, which is about 1 kilometer above ground level. The pictured scanning strategy works well for an event like this. Use of SAILS 2 to 3 from 60 nautical miles on out will provide a good look at the lowest scan or 2 to monitor signs for any mature mesovortices, but is fast enough to maintain a good temporal resolution of features higher in the atmosphere, such as the rear inflow jet. As convection moves closer to the radar, the lowest scan focuses lower and lower in the atmosphere, to the point where the lowest scan is below the level for mesovortex genesis, and even below the cloud base. As a result, employing MERL 3 or 4 is best within 40 nautical miles, as it will maintain a more frequent scan in key areas. In a situation like this, use of SAILS 2 or 3 within 40 nautical miles of the radar will provide frequent scans of the lowest elevation. However, this is at the expense of surveillance of the mesovortex genesis region, which, depending upon VCP, results in new imagery at this level only updating every 5 to 7 minutes. This is a very long time in the world of mesovortex genesis.